KSunMusic.com. Welcome into the playlist. Coming up later in the program, we are going to be speaking with Christmas in Vietnam. I'm very excited about this band. They have been elusive to the press, but I have the exclusive. So pretty major, very major. And get this, these guys are so cool that just for you, they did an acoustic version of their song Circles, which I'm going to be playing in just a little bit. So they're bringing out the big guns for us. So I'm very excited. Hopefully you're excited too. But before we get into that, how about we hear Lemire with her song Closer. For more information, contact her, lovelemire.com.
I was never good at hiding. Thought that I could rest the night in things we do for love. Things we do for love. I just wanna learn to soften my lips, my heart, my eyes. Then maybe I could see all that you believe in me. Like gold to its luster, like fire to heat. Come on closer to me. Saw all the rage beneath me, swallowed it and then released me. Things we do for love, things we do for love. It's warmer in the space between us. In the distance I can feel you touch me like no other lover. Taught me faith and now I'm stronger. Gold to its luster, like fire to heat. Baby, like blood in my veins, like roses too sweet. Come on closer to me. Come on closer, baby. Let it live.
Hey, what's up? This is Jimmy of Christmas in Vietnam. We're going to be talking with DJ Turtle in just a few seconds, but first, here's our song, The Darkness.
Kiss me goodbye and write me while I'm gone. Goodbye, my sweetheart. Hello, Vietnam. Oh,
traveling farther and farther and farther away. I wish I could, but you know that I can't stay. I've been walking on down that line. I've been losing so much time.
And that was the track The Darkness by Christmas in Vietnam. And with me on the phone are the guys from Christmas in Vietnam. Welcome, guys.
What's up, Turtle?
Oh, nothing much. Just watching some baseball. Are you guys into sports?
Man, I try to be, but yeah, I just work too much.
Man, that must really suck working all that time. Where do you find time to create music?
This is mostly a weekend gig. We try to get together during the week, but sometimes, you know, there's scheduling conflicts. So basically just a weekend type gig.
We just heard the track The Darkness, and what I noticed was that you have a small sample from Hello Vietnam, from Full Metal Jacket, which is one of my personal favorite movies because I'm a former Marine. So, you know, as a Marine, we all have to see, you know, Full Metal Jacket. So I was a little pleasant about that. I thought that was cool. What was the idea behind that? Was it just because it was in Vietnam and since that's your name, you figured, hey, let's put this in there?
More or less.
Yeah, it's a good opening. It's a good subtle opening to that track, we think.
Yeah, have you guys thought about incorporating, like, more stuff about Vietnam, like more quotes and stuff? Like, there's one that always reminds me of Vietnam, which is from Forrest Gump. Have you guys seen that?
Yeah.
Okay, you know the part where Forrest is in Washington and they're having that massive rally, and then the host is always saying, Viet freaking Nam.
All right. that might actually come up on our next album.
Right, I was like, oh man, that's hilarious. And when I heard The Darkness, I automatically thought of that quote. Are you guys gonna be kind of doing this as a standard of putting a quote in at least one of your songs and in one of your catalogs, all, you know, from now on?
Yeah, you know, it sounds like a pretty good idea. We really just try to keep it pretty open as far as ideas go, but definitely thinking about using some samples during this next round of songs.
And now that we have so much more to work with and a little bit more time to concentrate, like this whole demo was just basically a practice in how the entire indie music scene works. So now that we have a little bit more time to focus on something more solid, you know, we can, you know, put a little bit of splice here and there.
What's crazy is that, you know, your demo really picked up steam. You know, you released it and you're already kind of getting a buzz around you guys. Were you expecting that?
No, not at all.
No, absolutely not.
This is basically just couple of guys getting together on the weekend. Then whenever Brian joined us, it really, really took it to a whole new level. But we just wanted to get it recorded just to have it, you know, sometime in the future, pop it in the car stereo, you know, that sort of thing. But it really did take off. It's pretty surprising, yeah.
Yeah, by the way, I don't know if I mentioned this, facebook.com/Christmas in Vietnam. That is where you can find the band. Go and, you know, like them on Facebook. And while we're at it, christmasinvietnam.bandcamp.com is where you can get the demo, which let me just say, you guys entitled it Volume 1. Is this to say that your next one, you're going to do Volume 2, or are you just trying to stay clear of album titles for now?
Yeah, maybe so. It really didn't mean to turn into a whole lot of fans or anything, really. And Volume 1 just seems like a fitting name for it, because it could be the end, or it could be the beginning to a whole lot of more stuff.
Why do you say it could be the beginning of the end? That kind of worries me about the band.
Yeah, and it worries us too, but, you know, life does tend to get in the way of things sometimes, and we always like to say, let's just keep it open, let's keep it flowing, let's keep going as long as possible, because we really, really enjoy doing it. But you never know when that car is going to turn into that lane, you know?
Right. I hope it doesn't. Do not drive cars. Stay away from lanes. Okay, guys?
I hear that, man.
Okay, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We are going to take a break. And we are going to hear, oh man, you know what? I wanted to hear Answers in the Woods, but I'm going to change it up. We're going to hear Voices, and then we are going to hear a special song. Okay, so that's what we're going to do, and we're going to have more with my guest, Christmas in Vietnam, right here on The Playlist.
Hey, this is Brent from Christmas in Vietnam, and if you like what you're hearing, log on to facebook.com/Christmas in Vietnam. And that's just something special for us as Circles Acoustic.
Something extremely special. Guys, thank you so much. Am I the first person to play this special acoustic version of Circles?
You are. We actually recorded it this past weekend to kind of debut on your show, man.
Oh, my God. Thank you. So I am completely flattered. Thank you.
Thanks for giving us the opportunity, man. It's been awesome.
Yeah. Am I the first person to interview you guys as far as, like, people? This is the first time people are listening to your voices?
There was one other interview, but it was more of a relaxed type setting. It was, I don't know, probably not our best work.
Why? What happened? Were you guys nervous? Or
no, there was a whole lot of phone chatter. There's about four guys, actually, and about three guys on this end, so there was just nothing but everybody being confused on what everyone else is saying. It was horrible.
The morning show, so there was a lot of intensity.
Well, hopefully you guys are having more fun and it's less intense this time around. It seems that too, that you guys are really elusive. I mean, I couldn't find any information about you guys. Why is that? Is it because you guys are really that busy, or is it you guys still want to maintain some sort of anonymity and just want it to be about the music?
Yeah, we like to, you know, put the music out there and employ a little authorial reticence, if you will. I read a lot of bios, and maybe if you're a mainstream band, you know, someone, takes more of an interest in that, but we really just want to make it about the music.
Awesome. And tell me about now that you guys, not that you guys have found this newfound fame, but now that there is a spotlight being put on you guys, are you comfortable with that?
We do use pseudonyms, so.
No, our Reverb Nation hits, it went way up there, and it's all going to my head, Turtle.
Very cool. Now, we touched on this just a bit earlier, and that was already, you know, you guys are probably thinking about, you know, Volume 2 for your second album. Tell me about cultivating your sound. Now that you've, you know, kind of dialed it in, tell me about expanding that sound now.
We've had a lot of ideas, you know, that we've wanted to do for some time, and naturally as musicians we've grown and we feel like just gotten better and realized more about the recording process and learned more on that end of things. So we plan to just use the two and hopefully come up with the next installment.
And for us, whenever we recorded the demo, Brian, he had played with us maybe four times before as a group. And, I mean, that just shows you how good this guy is. And now that we've had an entire year to kind of take around and look at what we can actually do and what we can actually accomplish as a whole, this next installment is just going to literally blow everyone away. It's going to be amazing.
And I'm really excited for that just because, you know, I went on to your guys' Bandcamp, christmasinvietnam.bandcamp.com, got to preview the album, and it was great. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I forgot how we got in contact with each other, but, you know, because I had never heard of you guys before, but I got an email, and, you know, I clicked on it, and I was like, Christmas in Vietnam, what the fuck? And, And I listened to it, and I was like, holy shit, these guys are awesome, you know? And I was just like, hell yeah. But here's the thing. Where are you guys from?
Well, I mean, really out in the middle of nowhere in Tennessee. We're about an hour and a half away from Nashville. And so it's just literally out in the middle of nowhere.
So where are you guys playing all these gigs, or do you have gigs lined up?
Those are non-traditional venue gigs. A lot of those are radio stations. If you want to have a look, people that played tracks from the demo.
And you're gaining more exposure through that as well?
Yeah, right. And, being on these live online shows, these internet chat rooms and things like that, it gives a whole new meaning to the indie music scene whenever you can jump on there and talk with all of the other members and in another indie band and, you know, literally just sit around and have your music reviewed. It's a whole scene that is just kind of overlooked. It's really cool.
We've enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm glad. Were you expecting the indie scene to be like this, or were you not even expecting to be a part of a scene? Were you guys just expecting just to, you know, do your music and just, you know, kind of do your own thing?
Well, you know, once our definitions, I guess, of what indie music is or can be sort of expanded, you know, we realized that we could certainly be a part of it. You know, I thought it meant music played a certain way, but really, I mean, there's all different types of music just in an independent sort of, really worldwide kind of thing.
I do have a wide array of listeners that listen all over the globe. Is there anything in particular that you would like to tell them?
Thank you, Mexico.
We got a ton of fans in Mexico.
They love it, and we love them.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, you guys should plan on playing Mexico. I think that would be really fun.
If the opportunity presents itself, anything's possible.
Definitely.
Okay. Lastly, guys, I'm going to play the song Answers in the Woods, for the very last song. But I wanted to talk to you guys about that song because it has such this guitar-heavy riff to it, and it just captures this feel of Vietnam. Were you guys ever in the military?
No, we were not.
How do you capture this just iconic sound of that vintage, throwback to 70s anti-war music?
Well, we kind of cut our teeth on classic rock, and some of those elements, I feel like we've carried with us. We're big Stones fans. We love Creedence. So I think we try to employ, our influences in different ways, and it sort of comes out that way then.
Yeah, if I could just throw in my two cents, I think you guys should get on some USO tours or, something, with the military, because they would eat you guys up alive, which is a good thing, because... you guys...
Appreciate that.
Yeah, and I really hope you guys look into that, because, like I said, you really capture, the essence of the military, because for some reason, like, the military, I was in it. And your right. Sound really resonated with me, and if it resonated with me, it's probably going to resonate for a lot of the country.
Awesome, man. Yeah. I really appreciate that. That was sweet.
Oh, thank you. Well, guys, that's going to wrap it up. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. And most importantly, thank you for letting me tell the world about you guys, because I was very excited, because when I heard your music, I was like, and then I searched for you guys. I was like, I can't believe nobody's covering these guys. I was like, what's the deal? And then I was just like, wait a second, I can cover them, and I was like, I felt like I discovered, a treasure that like everybody else is going to find out about like a few days later, but I'm going to be the first to like say, I discovered you, but I didn't discover you, but.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. Thank you guys. Lastly, let me give out, your website again, facebook.com/Christmas in Vietnam, as well as their Bandcamp, ChristmasInVietnam.bandcamp.com. And if you go on there on your Bandcamp, how much are you charging for this demo?
Actually, we're available through iTunes or Amazon.com or any of your major vendors that carry CD Baby. So while it's not for sale on the Bandcamp, it is for sale through iTunes or Amazon or a variety of your outlets.
And if you just go to Facebook.com, you can stream every single thing for completely free and high quality. We just went ahead and got a CD Baby account, so it would be in high quality on the net. So we use the high quality streaming through CD Baby on our Facebook. So.
Perfect. So I implore you to go check out Christmas in Vietnam, Facebook.com/Christmas in Vietnam. Guys, once again, thank you so much for being on the show. And we leave you now with what song, guys? Answers.
Answers in the Woods. Thanks, Daryl.
Yeah, man. Hey, what's up? It's Turtle with Enter the Shell. And if you know a band or are in a band and want to be featured on Enter the Shell, email me personally, turtle@enterthesshell.com. And since you're already there, you might as well log on to Enter the Shell and download our cornucopia of podcasts and check out the blogs as well. You know, just something to keep you occupied from your daily life.